Father David Frank here, continuing our reflections on the O Antiphons for each day from December 17th through December 23rd. O King of all the nations, the only joy of every human heart, O Keystone of the mighty arch of man, come and save the creature you fashioned from the dust. Let's look at a more literal translation of this antiphon, as I think it captures better the prayer that we're praying in this antiphon. O King of the nations and their desire, the cornerstone making both one, come and save the human race, which you fashioned from clay. Here we refer to Jesus as both King and desire of nations. If there's one thing we Americans don't feel towards a king, it is a desire to have one. We like our democratic republic, thank you very much, and our forefathers worked very hard to make sure we got free from the king we had and didn't get a new one. But of course, Jesus is a different kind of king, and his kingdom is where we belong. It's what we were made for when God fashioned us from the dust. Now, whether you accept the theory of evolution or not, the truth is that whether it took place in an instant or over millions of years, God has made us from the dust or slime of the earth, ultimately. As we read in Genesis chapter 2, and as we pray, remember you are dust, and to dust you shall return. But our souls are not dust, and when this earthly dwelling of our bodies turns to dust, an eternal dwelling is made ready for those who have lived for God alone. And that can be hard to keep in mind as we go through life. Even though Jesus is the truest and deepest desire of our hearts, we are constantly tempted to settle for less. As C.S. Lewis wrote in The Weight of Glory, if we consider the unblushing promises of reward and the staggering nature of the rewards promised in the Gospels, it would seem that our Lord finds our desires not too strong, but too weak. We are half-hearted creatures, fooling about with drink and sex and ambition, when infinite joy is offered us. We are far too easily pleased. It's time to think about what we really desire. Ultimately, we desire to love and be loved. We desire God and to be like God. So let's stop fooling about, as Lewis puts it, and let us devote every moment from now on to seeking the desire of nations, as the wise men did, and making him king of our lives, not making up a law for ourselves about what we feel is right and wrong, but becoming obedient to his commandments, for they are commandments of love that lead to eternal happiness, given to us by the one who fashioned us from the dust, and who knows the deepest desire of our hearts, for he made that desire because he made us for himself. May the rest of your Advent be filled with God's grace. The Lord, the King and desire of nations, is near.